Available at GNC, but remember, you can only receive your complimentary sample by calling now 1-800-500-7213. That's 1-800-500-7213.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama.
Saturday, 70 degrees. Folks, we're gonna have to solve this problem because it's amazing to me. We just told a couple of people it's not the Big Lebowski. Then I get about three more emails saying, "Oh, I know what it is. We'll catch you later on down the trail." We know that one. We have that one. Peon has isolated. Here's what we're talking about. For those who don't know, when we close the show, when we have time, because sometimes we run so late, we don't get to play the whole closing montage. But when we do, it's a series of people saying goodbye or see you later. It's just various clips from primarily movies or TV shows. And one of the ones that we have, even though Peon assembled it and put it together, he can't remember where he got it. Now, we've been talking about this for, what, a year and a half?
A while.
Yeah.
And I have tried to go online and figure out how to find it. We can't find it. Here it is.
We'll catch you next time.
Now, it sounds like Phil Hartman to me.
That's what the voice sounds like.
Yeah, I do, too. I hear Phil Hartman there.
So, Dan hears it. I hear it. You're a stupid idiot.
Well, I guess that's so.
And you have your ears cleaned out. Play it again.
We'll catch you next time.
We'll catch you next time.
It's such a generic clip. That's
I know.
The problem.
And I've tried to Google what movie has the line, we'll catch
right.
you next. And then up comes a whole bunch of stuff that's similar. Even other people saying, we'll catch you next time, it has nothing to do with this. It's not this person. So we don't know whose voice it is. You know, if you want to, here, if somebody wants to develop a really cool app, sophisticated app, why can't there be one like Pandora for music where
Shazam.
I mean, I'm sorry, like Shazam.
Right.
Where you capture this and it goes, boom, here's whose voice it is.
The movie clip.
And here's the movie
show or whatever, yeah.
Why not?
That would be...
Now you got something.
Yeah.
Like you don't have something with Shazam anyway. It's already a great app. But that should be enough of the voice that it should analyze who it is and what movie it was from. Well, we're getting some calls here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Maybe if nothing else, somebody else out there hears something we don't hear in the voice where they can identify who it is, because we can't even get that far. You know, if we could do that, then we could go through a search database, movie database search of all the movies so-and-so has been in. So here we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Larry, you are on stage. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank, and how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
I'm AM and the PM.
Well, that's good to hear. Can't hear that too much.
Frank, I think it's John Walsh from America's Most Wanted.
Oh, I play it again, Peon.
We'll catch you next time.
No, this has an attitude to it. This has a...
Although he did an attitude on that show, kind of.
But it wouldn't have been toward the audience. We'll catch you next time. I'm not going to discount it.
I think you're right, though. That didn't sound exactly
This
right.
has an attitude like a Western, and we'll catch you next time. Like, I'll get you. where Walsh is more of a, is much more pleasant, appealing. We're going to get the bad guys. He has that tone when he's talking about getting the bad guys, but not to the audience. But you know what? He could have been saying, we may have missed Robert Trent Johnson this time around, but Robert, if you're out there somewhere watching, we'll catch you next time. That's possible. That's possible. I'm not gonna throw it out. We'll file that away as a possibility, Larry.
Okay, take it easy.
All right, thank you. You take it easy too. Dave, you're up.
Yeah, Frank, AM and PM.
Thank you, Dave.
Hallelujah. I heard that there's a little sound effect that comes in right after that statement. It's like a little sci-fi, like something spinning or whatever. But that's from one of the Men in Black movies, one of the first or the second one. I heard it because we watched Men in Black this weekend, and I heard that exact same thing. I thought, that's where that's coming from.
Now, Peon, didn't we have somebody
before?
We have
a Men in Black clip. That's also what the... It says it's just a figment of your imagination. We have that clip in the ending. That I know that's from Men in Black.
Yeah, one other thing we have is just a figment of your imagination. But you're saying this line, "We'll catch you next time," is in
like a little sound effect. That comes
play it again. Let me hear the sound. If I didn't hear it,
hold on,
play
I lost it real quick.
Lost it.
Yeah.
Remember Dan when Buse Boy never lost anything? Good old Dan.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that time I said, hey, Buse, have you ever lost anything? He said, no.
Yeah. He said, no, I haven't lost
anything. Never have my whole life.
Yeah.
Never will.
Mm-mm.
We'll catch you next time.
What? Why? Now, there's somebody else speaking.
That's a different clip, though.
Oh. Okay.
We'll catch you next time.
But right after that, there's a sound effect that whenever I hear
the closing montage?
The closing, yeah. There's a little sound effect that comes in right after that, if I remember right.
All right, you think it's the original?
That's a different one here. I have to find that, though. I know what he's talking about, but that's a different clip.
See, what happens here, Dave, is people think they hear the closing montage, and they pull one they think is the one we're talking about, and it's not. There's only one that says, we'll catch you next time. He thinks he knows what you're talking
here.
About.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Oh, okay.
See, that's from...
I'm wrong.
That's not even the same line.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, Dave, Dave, you must feel really stupid.
Yeah, I'm just asking my wife and all my daughters.
Well, you're perfect for this show. All right. Thank you, Dave. But see, now that's what happened. It's amazing that that's what happened.
That's the same thing with the Big Lebowski. Everybody thinks it's that one.
And you should see the emails that I get from, and I've gotten a couple from
too.
People going, I'm telling you right now, you guys, look up and listen to I Am Positive. No, 100%, here's what you're looking for. And it's not even the same words. It's something else that they hear. This is really, this is actually fun. I'll kind of be sorry when we saw it.
Yeah, this is it.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
Which is totally different from, play this other one.
That's, yeah.
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Yeah, totally different. Sam Elliott is not this guy. This has a Hartman sort of sound to it. Let's go to a Joe. Joe, how are you? Joe?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Right, guys?
Yes.
Or if it could be that from Home Alone, they have that movie clip inside the movie where the guy shoots the guy down, and he says stuff like that. Or if it could be close to that.
You know what? It might.
You know, he says keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yeah, keep the change, you filthy animal. I'll give you to the count of 10 or something. He goes, 1, 2, 10 or something, and then start shooting.
So, Joe, you're just taking a wild shot in the dark. You don't really...
Yeah, wild shot.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
Now, see, look, I don't want to make anybody mad here. I appreciate all the contributions, but we're not, we've been through this 3 or 4 times. We're not looking, but it could be. We need somebody that says, I know exactly.
Right.
I know who that is.
I have
is.
The clip. Here it is. I have the movie.
And yeah, I just watched the movie. And here, listen and hold your phone up.
Yeah.
Something like that. Mark, let's see what Mark has. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. AM and PM.
Hallelujah.
I had the same as the last guy. I think it was Home Alone, where they start shooting, and then he turns the volume up, and he's like, "We'll catch you next time."
Well, you know what? We haven't looked into that one. That could be. That's one we haven't had suggested till today.
Well, I don't have. have the movie on hand. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry. We got an entire research department. This KTRS is no small potatoes radio station.
Right.
We'll turn the research department of about 40 people loose on this.
Mm-hmm. You guys are large.
Come on, we are large. We'll find something.
All righty. Thanks
a lot. All right, man, thank you. Now, that was Mark, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. So we got two Larrys back-to-back. Larry number one, how are you, Larry?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing great, too.
Well, I think it's the one of the reporters from NBC Dateline, the guy with the curly hair who does those murder mysteries.
Yeah, not Keith Morrison.
It's not Keith Morrison.
Yeah, I don't think
not so. Keith Morrison, the other guy. There's another guy that, you know, he sound like, you know, the whiny type.
Oh, that was
that's
pretty
who
good.
I think it is, or...
So he's closing the Dateline segment by saying, we'll catch you next time.
Yes.
But it's got a dark tone. Play it again, Pete.
Yeah,
kinda...
well, they end those some of those segments like that.
No, I don't play it again.
Enough. We'll catch you next time.
It's got too much of a character
we'll
attitude
catch you
to
next
it.
Time.
Yeah, it's got a character. It wouldn't be like a host of Dateline to me. We'll catch you. And then, beyond, you wouldn't have gone... when you went to put this together to Dateline clips.
Probably not, no.
You went primarily to movies.
Yes.
So that sort of tosses that out as a possibility.
Well, hey,
any attempt is a good attempt. Thank you, Larry.
Oh, I was on your show about 10 years ago.
I remember that.
Aren't you Larry?
You're Larry, right?
Yes, sir.
I remember that.
And yesterday I found my gift you gave me, the famous polyurethane, Valley something cup.
Oh, man.
That is a collector's item.
Handwritten name in the PM.
That is a collector's item.
It is.
And, and it tells you how long
it is. The back of the cabinet still together.
Nice. Beautiful. Good to know. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, for those who want to know and ask yourselves the question, how long has the station been cheap? Well, the answer to that goes back to when Larry was a guest and came in the station, and we gave him a station cup. It was a styrofoam coffee cup, and we had to write on there, AM and the PM, with a marker, and he still has it. Larry number two is up. Hello, Larry.
Oh, no, that's wrong, Frank. I'm Larry number one.
Well,
please don't forget that.
Oh, I will never forget that. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I am AM and the PM, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Guys, I think you're on the right track, but the wrong path.
Okay.
I believe it is Phil Hartman. I don't think it was from a movie.
Okay. From an SNL skit?
No. From The Simpsons.
Ah.
Because he narrated a bunch of... what do you call those informational, educational programs?
Yeah, Troy McClure. I remember him.
Troy McClure had more of a... Well, you know what, though? It could be.
I mean, it'd take a lot of research to go through all those episodes.
Well, we've got an endless... And by the way, if I go to the station and say we need funds for research, they'll throw money at it. This will get solved. So the Troy McClure... Right. That'll help us. That'll help. We'll catch you next time. That's a good one. That's a possibility.
Alrighty.
All right, man. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Peon, would you agree? That's a pretty good lead.
Yeah.
That's a good possibility. Mark, another Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, I'm AM and the PO.
Thank you. Hallelujah. It's Mark and Larry. The last four callers, Mark, Larry, Larry, Mark. It's interesting. What's up, Mark?
Well, there is an app that you can do that with, like Shazam. It's called Into Now. I-N-T-O. Now.
Into Now. And what does that do? You just let it...
You just hit the button. Like, it'll come up. You hit the button, and it'll start reading what it hears, and then it's amazing, and it just holds it straight up.
Wow, I'm going to download that as soon as I get off today.
Yeah,
because I love Shazam.
Right now.
Into Now. I'm going to... we're going to use it on this clip.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going.
Well, I hope it works, and if it does, we owe it all to you, Mark.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. I think whoever helps us solve, you know, when they're looking for like a killer, they go, here's how much the reward money is.
Mm-hmm.
We need to offer a sort of a reward. And I say, we make up another one of those custom-made coffee cups.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah.
One of a kind. We'll actually put a number, you know how they, one of one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put a number on there, and then no appraiser can ever question the value of it, because there's only one. I think that's what we do.
We could print up a certificate of authenticity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Type it up and sign it.
Yeah.
There is only one styrofoam cup exactly like this.
Yes.
and the owner is, and put their name in there. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Before we take a break, let's bring Kevin in here. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing? I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. You know, I think it is Phil Hartman. I think it's Phil Hartman from the movie Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he's trying to get Jamie Lee Curtis alone, and she keeps trying to run off and just go and do stuff away from him. He keeps telling her, you know, he's trying to set up a play day with the two kids and stuff like that. And I think there's a clip in the movie where he sits there, he's got that big cheesy smile on his face when he's saying that.
Cheese.
That's not Jamie Lee Curtis in there. I can't remember the girl's name, but it's not Jamie Lee Curtis.
I didn't see Jingle All the Way. But Phil Hartman is in it?
Yes, he is in it. And it could be. That's a very possible
right.
that it could
that's
be.
That's another good lead.
I think if you win, you should be able to say the line, we'll see you next time in the monologue when you leave it.
Add the winner's voice to the montage.
Oh, yeah.
Right behind the clip.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We could record the winner, have him come in and go, we'll catch you next time, and add it. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
And we'll give you a cup.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
Yeah. What about this? Not just a styrofoam cup, but a cup that's filled with urine from each of us.
Okay, yeah,
three urine samples in one cup, and you actually own our urine as well as the cup. What do you think?
All right, I'm going first.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I'm going first. I just realized you're, well, okay, as long as nothing touches anything, I guess I'm good. We'll take a break after we talk to Jim. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I think it is Phil Hartman. There was a movie, and I can't think of the name of it, where he's talking about, he's a tour guide in a prison, and they talk about the BITCH's skull, and I think at the end, because he's, the whole time, he's like, this way, you know, like, follow me,
yeah.
And then I think he does say that in that, after the tour is over. I'm trying to find it online right now. I'm looking at Phil Hartman quotes and movies. But
so you can't think of the name of the movie?
No, I can't think of it. For some reason, I'm thinking Pee Wee Herman. But I don't think that's it, because he wasn't... God, what was it? He was a tour guide in a prison, and they talked about an old inmate that they would do. I can't say it on the
air.
You
know what? If you come up with the movie, call us back and we'll start there. We'll go from there.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for it online, so hopefully I can find it, because it does sound like him.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Uh-huh.
See, this has got him going.
Yeah.
But who was?
But
a lot of people agree with the Phil Hartman thing, except Peon, who said I don't hear it. I don't hear Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
There. I play it one more time. One more time.
We'll catch you next time.
Boy, I do.
Mm-hmm.
That sure sounds like him to me. And that Phil Hartman, I still say, one of the greatest losses in showbiz of one of the most talented people to ever hit that Saturday Night Live stage. He was multi-talented. That guy, I mean, honestly, he had the look of an executive, if he wanted to be, of a corporation, and then he could become the goofiest, most juvenile, delinquent, ridiculous character, and the voices he did. I forgot about that Troy McClure.
Oh, I know.
Even the name, Troy McClure. All right, we have to take a break. We're going to talk about anybody in your family, and it may not be now. This may come up later. This may happen in a month or two or six or a year. But at some point when somebody has something real serious happen, probably go to the hospital, and then when it's time to be discharged, they tell you flat out, you can't stay in the hospital, but you're not really ready to go home. What do you do? Where do you go? Here's where you go. Life Care Center of Florissant. Not a nursing home. You're not going to live there. You're going to live there, but for a very short time, and then you're out of there and you're at home. Average length of stay, 27 days at Life Care Center. Now, there are other places where you can do rehab, where you can actually stay. But a lot of them don't smell very good. And I'm not kidding. You've been in these places where you walk in, it smells like sickness or ointment or whatever. No, not this place. And then you go and maybe you have a chance to taste the food that your dad or your mom is eating while they're there. And you go, I can't believe they're giving you this crap. Not at Life Care Center of Florissant. And they want you to come in and check out the cafeteria and the food. This is like the Ritz-Carlton of rehab centers. It's a transitional care facility, meaning get out of the hospital, go to Life Care Center Florissant, and their goal is to get rid of you. Same goal you have, get back home. They see people for physical therapy and occupational therapy, speech therapy. And if you have been in the hospital in the last 30 days, or somebody in your family has been in the hospital in the last 30 days and they're struggling at home, they're not getting back to 100%. You can still go to Life Care Center of Florissant for rehab services, and Medicare will cover that stay. And they encourage tours. They want you to call and set up an appointment and see the place. I want you to see the place. They opened in 2010. I don't know about you. I like new. Something about new. It's just nice. And Life Care Center, a Florissant, whoever is there, you or family member, going to be surrounded by other people who are also headed home. You're all there for the same reason, to get out of there. Not because it's a horrible place, but because it's a great place. And if anybody can get you fixed up right in a short time, it'll be Life Care Center of Florissant. They have the largest rehab gym in all of North County, one of the largest in the entire metro area. 3,000 square foot rehab gym. They have state-of-the-art equipment, this Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill. There's something worth taking a look at. They have home evaluations. A therapist will go to your house and make recommendations to things that might want to change, you might want to change before the person comes home. It's just, it's extensive, it's inclusive, and it's impressive. Life Care Center of Florissant. You want to know more? You go to, best thing to do is go to frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors. Go down to L. There it is. Click the link, you right to them. Life Care Center of Florissant.
All right, we're going to see how traffic's moving along airborne now. Here's Tim Weiland.
If you're traveling northbound 55 just after 7th Street or Park, you've got an accident that's blocking the left lane, so you're getting a bit of a backup there. Looking at westbound 64, it's slowing now a little west of the Science Center through McCausland. Eastbound 64, just a lot of heavy volume from 170 through Big Bend. Southbound 170, just a bit heavy around Brentwood. And then that left lane trying to ramp on to eastbound 64. Downtown, it's a little bit slow from Union Station, east of Union Station on eastbound 64. To the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Taco Bell. Hey, it's happier hour at Taco Bell. Every day from 2 to 5 p.m., get loaded grillers or any medium drink for just a buck. Order offer includes any regular freeze, limeade sparkler, or medium soda. At participating locations for a limited time, prices may vary, tax extra. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Tuesday night show. Restaurants, of course. It's what we do on Tuesdays. Russell Hill Winery. We'll take it out of town this time. Meet some folks from there. A very cool place. Also, George Mayhew with General Restaurant News. We'll talk tech with Chris Breen, comedian Joe Marlotti. And that, my friends, is what we call a radio show. It starts tonight at 9. See you then.
The Carney Show. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-600-0571. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-600-0571. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-600-0571. That's 1-800-600-0571.
Can your walking cane fold up to one-third its size and then fold out in seconds?
The Hurricane can!
Can your cane instantly adapt to changing terrain, including sand, gravel, and snow?
The Hurricane can!
Can your cane stand on its own, freeing up both your hands when you need them?
The Hurricane can!
When other canes can't, the Hurricane can! Unlike old-fashioned canes, the all-terrain Hurricane gives you more stability, more balance, more peace of mind. And now we're offering our best deal ever, plus free shipping. The freestanding Hurricane tackles terrain you'd never try with ordinary canes. And its 3 points of contact give you unparalleled stability. But there's one more important question. Can your cane save you money?
The Hurricane can!
Because we're offering the Hurricane at an historic low price, plus free shipping. Just call 1-800-600-2949. 1-800-600-2949. 1-800-600-2949.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
The world. 10 years ago, a Window World window cost $189 per window, and that included installation. 10 years later, and 35,000 homes later, a Window World window costs $189 per window, including installation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with a good housekeeping seal of approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now, 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The good housekeeping seal of approval, free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World, 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com.
That's Window World.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece, insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
When the Redbirds win in April, so do you with $2 pizzas at Sevens in Casino Queen. The day after a Cards win, get a one-topping pizza for just $2 at Sevens, home of the coldest draft beer, always 29 degrees. And don't forget, hotel packages start at $70 per person based on double occupancy. Stay close to the action and catch our free Cardinal Shuttle from the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. Sequence, but for details, must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, I got to thinking today for some reason about what it must be like to be Thompson Price if you're invited over to somebody's house. You ever meet somebody and they introduce you and they go, oh, he's a dentist? And then all of a sudden you think, oh, he's looked at my teeth. I know he's looked at my teeth. He's a dentist. Or if somebody is in the, you meet a guy and you go, he works for Men's Warehouse or Joseph E. Bank, and you're a businessman, you're in a suit, you're thinking, oh, man, I hope he doesn't start trying to tell me I don't know how to pick out a suit. Well, Tom Price goes to somebody's, I wonder if they think, oh, he's going to look at our kitchen, and I hope he likes what he sees, or wondering, oh, is he going to try to sell us? Nah. Thompson Price and his entire staff understand that there are times when you're ready in your life to redo a kitchen and sometimes when you're not ready. Maybe it's not time to do it. Doesn't need it yet. Maybe you don't have the money yet, even though they can help you with the financing and all that stuff. They've been doing this a long time. Thompson Price has been at this for like 3.5 decades, and he's in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. And the one thing they won't do, like many of the people that I represent, is they don't deal in a cheap product. In this case, not necessarily a single product. Cheap work. Substandard, second level, they don't do that. You want a kitchen, a bathroom you're going to be very proud of, you get every dollar's worth, then you call Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Better yet, if you're in the neighborhood, go by the showroom. It's in De Pere on Manchester, about a half block east of 270, in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, next to McAllister's Deli. I think you're going to be very impressed. You'll also be impressed when you go to the website, but keep in mind, these are small, small examples of the many, many possibilities. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Hit the B square. So hit the B square.
All right, Tuesday, the movies are out. The DVDs and the CDs are also out. Joe Hippers is here to tell you what they are and whether they're good or bad or somewhere in between. And he's brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Check out the new Miele vacuum cleaner in addition to all the other products that aren't vacuum cleaners, but they're great Auric products. Here is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes.
How are you, Joe?
Frank, I'm lovely. How are you, sir?
I would use the word lovely to describe myself, but I'm fine.
Okay, well, you know what? Yes, you're fine. You know what? Okay, I'm just going to ask if this is this really lame or not, but whenever I'm in a social setting, maybe I'm dealing with somebody behind a register or something, and if I bump into someone or I mess up the change, or I was like, oh, it's okay, you're fine. I've been saying, yeah, and well, you know what? Thanks for that comment. I appreciate that. Is that like really lame as a comeback? Because people say that all the time. Oh, it's okay, you're fine. But if you think about it, you can look and say, oh, man, that person is fine. Yes, every time somebody says, oh, you're fine, I'm like, wow, thanks for that comment.
I'm starting to get a headache.
Depends on who it's coming from.
Understood. Hey, so new releases and not my issues. We have a lot of music that's being dropped today. Some might tickle your fancy. Tyler, the Creator, have a new record called Wolf. The Lonely Wild have Sun as It Comes. Killswitch Engage have Disarm the Decent. Gretchen Wilson with a new record called Right on Time. The Cold War Kids have Dear Miss Lonely Hearts out today. The Alkaline Trio, My Shame is True. And get excited, Dan. Dora Rocks, the music from Dora the Explorer.
Yes.
I know.
All right, yeah.
Come on, you know Dora the Explorer,
Dora,
right?
Dora the Explorer.
I'm sure my daughter. Thank you, Dan. I'm sure my daughter does.
So Dora the Explorer, if you are already in the mood of getting your kids into Spanish, bilingual, whatever you want to do, great. Dora the Explorer, now you can put it in your minivan, and I'm sure you'll absolutely love all the Spanish singing that they're going to do right back at you. So Dora Rocks is available. The Four Tops Singles Collection, everything from 1964 through 1972, available in a 3-CD box set. And usually, I do not diss or throw my opinion out there when it comes to an artist that I really respect. But Eric Clapton has dropped a new record, and I think the title of his new album, there is nothing appealing to this to the title of the record. I mean, sometimes an album title can really mean something. Or maybe it doesn't mean anything, but you're kind of intrigued. Like Led Zeppelin, Physical Graffiti. What the heck does that mean? But it doesn't matter. Yeah. It sounds cool. Eric Clapton has released a new record today called Old Sock. And there's absolutely nothing.
Old Sock.
Nothing is appealing about that. I can't even see. If he's describing the music, then really? What's it, worn and tired and just kind of dingy? It's just bizarre. Old Sock. I can't understand the marketing behind that. But if you're an Eric Clapton fan, Old Sock is out there for you. Out on Blu-ray and DVD today, we've got the Hammer Horror Collection. It is a three-film set featuring such classics as The Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires, Frankenstein Created Women, both starring Peter Cushing, and Dracula, Prince of Darkness, starring Christopher Lee. You'll probably get this thing for about 59 cents if you look hard enough.
Wow.
The Baytown Baytown Outlaws is a new movie that no one has seen, under the radar, comes out of nowhere, and you scratch your head at the red box thinking, should I get this? Should I really give it a shot? The Baytown Outlaws, brilliant movie you've never heard of, starring Billy Bob Thornton and Eva Longoria. If you like movies with action, chases, suspense, double-crossing, and everything
else.
And
if you like Eva Longoria.
Well, obviously. You got to get the Baytown Outlaws. It'll be a red box thing. You'll probably find it really dirt cheap because, again, no one's ever heard
now,
of
why,
it.
Yeah, why have we never heard of this?
This is the type of film that gets made, and about halfway through they realize, man, we really don't have the budget for distribution in the theaters and whatnot. So they decide to bite the bullet, and instead of spending all that money on the distribution, they drop it all into the actual film and just put it out on DVD. It's almost half the price, and you get more production value. So every once in a while you get a movie like this that comes out. A lot of times, they're real dogs that get to the red box, that straight-to-DVD stuff. This is really worth it, though. Baytown Outlaw is definitely worth your time and your dime. So, in 2001, a movie came out, and now it's out on Blu-ray in a double feature pack. You can get Kate and Leopold and Serendipity in a two-movie Blu-ray set. They're only going to list it for about $10. And I've done the research, and I've figured out an answer to a question that's been bugging me forever. This is the last time that Meg Ryan was attractive. This is it. 2001.
This is officially the last movie.
After this was when somebody must have either pushed her, dropped her, or whatever. There were a lot of
smashed
walls.
Smashed her lips.
Those walls, I mean, she went lips first into the wall of life. And 2001, Kate and Leopold, that was where it was a really kind of bogus fish out of water time travel movie that starred her and, of course, Wolverine, Hugh Jackman. So Kate and Leopold, a package with Serendipity, still a decent romantic comedy with John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale. But 2001. Kate and Leopold, when you're at a trivia night.
Actually, I saw that when it came out. It's, believe it or not, a really good movie.
Right. Well, I mean, it's got the whole fish out of water thing.
Yeah.
But again, if you're, like, let's say Bill Clevelin decides he wants to do a trivia show and he asks a question, the answer is Meg Ryan hit the wall after Kate and Leopold. There you go. We've got a couple other things out today. A movie called John Dies at the End is available today. And that is basically all I can really say. It stars Paul Giamatti. He's the only guy that you'd recognize. It's a futuristic movie where people are taking soy sauce, a brand new drug that promises an out-of-body experience. But some people, when they come back after they're hit, do not come back as human beings. And an alien takeover starts to begin. John dies at the end. There you go. There's your spoiler alert and a movie that a lot of nerds think is amazing. Also out today for the first time ever on Blu-ray, Hello Dolly from 1969, starring Barbara Streisand yes, the ever-attractive Walter Matthau. I looked up the film, Frank, because I've only seen a little bit of Hello Dolly when I was a kid. Walter Matthau was never an attractive guy.
No.
Never.
Well, he wasn't supposed to be.
Well, I get that, but you just sometimes think, like Jack Lemmon, when you go back, and I'm only saying
that
because...
Yeah, but what is Matthau playing Hello Dolly? A manager or something? I mean, he's not a leading man.
But he's second billing on the film, so I'm thinking, wow, look at that. So just putting that
out
there.
I love Walter Matthau.
I think that the very first Grumpy Old Man movie was brilliant.
Great.
I mean, awesome.
And apparently, I heard that when they were shooting that, Walter Matthau could not stand Barbara Streisand. He didn't want to be near her until they were shooting the scene. That's so, the only time they were together.
One minute, Mr. Clavlin.
Wow.
That's Mr. Hipperson.
I did it again. I've done that before. Now, why do I do that?
I don't know.
I've done that before.
Is it because I started to bore you?
Joe Clevelin and Bill Hipperson coming up.
And last but not least.
Woo. Wow.
Man. All right, here's There's two things out today that might excite you. That Thing You Do, out on Blu-ray for the first time ever, a movie written, directed, produced, and starring Tom Hanks.
I liked it.
It was a fun film, and Liv Tyler, very attractive in that movie. Also out is the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1, Avengers Assembled. That's right, a 10-disc limited edition box set. Featuring all the Avengers movies. You've got the Avengers, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man 1 and 2, The Incredible Hulk, all for $219, all the movies you already own. That'll do it for me. I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550 KTRS, hip on entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
And see, what I could have said was, the reason I said 1 minute, Mr. Clavin, I could have pretended I was giving Bill the information. 1 more minute, Mr. Clavin, and then
like
Joe will be finished.
Green
see,
room,
I could have covered for my mistake. I choose to own up to the fact that I just, it's like the fourth time I've done that. I know, and it's weird. I don't know. I know exactly who he is. Maybe it's that, I don't know, that little rivalry that you say one, the other name pops right into your head. I don't know. Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Window World is on fire, as they say. Every year just gets better and better and better. And you know why? Because people will never tire of a good product at a good price. That's something that's never going to get old. And they appreciate getting their money's worth. I don't care how much money you have, you appreciate getting your money's worth. $189, when you know that will get you, well, it'll get you a couple of different windows. It'll get you a Window World window. It'll also get you that other company that loves to throw out that $189, great big ads and letters, and I've seen their ads. And I guess they are aware of the fact that the world has some stupid people in it. And there might be somebody dumb enough to just see the $189 and go, oh, that's that window that we keep hearing about with the lifetime warranty. Yeah, that's the one. It's $189. Let's get that window. No, 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 no. If it doesn't say Window World, those two words, you got to look for those two words. It's a different window. Same price, different window, different quality, different, no lifetime warranty, no good housekeeping seal of approval, which is very important and not easy to get. So if you want the real deal and you want to take advantage of this, there's a 2013 tax credit. You can get a tax credit of 10% of your purchase up to $500. Then you need to look into this. And it doesn't matter if you want one window or 20 windows. $189, that's the cost per window, ranked number one in replacement windows in this country by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Lifetime warranty, 6 months, same as cash with approved credit. You know the rest. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Things are a little busy right now on the road. Heading home, here's Tim Weiland, Airborne. Tim?
And right after my last report, I came up on an accident on southbound 270. It had the two right lanes blocked. Now it's at Ladue, and now they've moved it off to the right shoulder and the safety bee at Ladue. So looking slow now, midway between Page and Olive down through Ladue, then from the Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 64, we're looking at slow traffic now from about Long Road to the Boone Bridge. It's slow again from 94 to west of Highway K. Eastbound 270 was midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant, and westbound 70, the normal slowdown between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Taco Bell. Hey, it's happier hour at Taco Bell. Every day from 2 to 5 p.m., get loaded grillers or any medium drink for just a buck. Offer includes any regular freeze, a limeade sparkler, or medium soda at participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary, tax extra. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here, and I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes?
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can.
Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Don't hate traffic, avoid it. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and keep moving. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM-PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? Happy birthday to you.
You too, Bill.
Well, Lindsay Lohan has admitted that she walked off with some items from her appearance on the TV show Anger Management.
What?
In fact, they said the only thing Lindsay didn't steal were her scenes.
Oh, I get it.
And scientists have now pegged the exact age of the universe. It's 13.8 billion years old.
That's what I thought.
That's 8 million years older than previously believed. Experts say they discovered the universe had to be older when they realized that road work in Crestwood's been going on for at least 13.8 billion years. Just to annoy the locals.
Yeah.
The White House Easter egg roll was held Monday. President Obama told the kids that while they were looking for the eggs, keep an eye out for his birth certificate.
Oh, boy. See, that was Bill Cleveland, everybody.
And finally, this afternoon. Actually, it was kind of embarrassing. The media, I guess, arrived at the White House Easter egg roll a couple hours early and caught Joe Biden going over the South Lawn with a weed whacker.
Biden here.
I heard it laugh from Dan. That was
budget
enough.
Cut.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KGRN.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right,
folks, don't go away. I have a joke by request. It's a great one. It's a lawyer joke. So coming up, 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. The effort to monitor a parolee accused